When it came out last year, the documentary titled Elevate impressed audiences at several prestigious film festivals. Elevate follows the stories of several young men from Senegal who have in common the ability to play basketball and the desire to play it in the United States. Anne Buford is the director of the film, and she joins me now from NPR's New York Bureau. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for being interested in Elevate.
One of the central figures of your film is Amadou Gallo Fall, who founded an organization called Seeds Academy in Senegal. Tell us a little bit about how that organization operates and how you learned about it.
Amadou was discovered by a Peace Corps worker when he was playing in Tunisia in the late 80s. And the man arranged for him to come to the University of District Columbia in Washington, D.C., where Amadou graduated 4 years later, magna cum laude. And in the meantime, he'd started to help boys have the same opportunity. 25 boys are selected who have the opportunity to maybe develop into basketball players and also go to school at the same time. And he provides them room and board, basketball coaching, and school. Mm-hmm. And they live together, and it's on an old French military installation in a town outside of the capital of Senegal. And I met him through my older brother, R.C. Buford, who's general manager of the San Antonio Spurs. Amadou had enlisted my brother to help in an initiative in Africa by the NBA. And R.C. said to me at that point, you should meet Amadou Gallo Fall. He's doing something in Senegal. He's really creating the momentum on the African continent with basketball.
Let's listen to the voice of one of the players whose progress the film follows. His name is Hassan, and he goes directly from Senegal to South Kent Academy in Connecticut. A greater change, it's hard to imagine. In this clip, he's talking about the challenges he faces.
It is very hard to come to other place that is different from home. You're doing everything by yourself. You're thinking by yourself. It's all you. I'm not really used to be average student. Back in Senegal, I used to be the top student everywhere I've been. It's hard.
Among the things Hassan must learn is how to tie a necktie. He's required to wear one at South Kent. What were some of the other significant challenges in that transition for him?
Well, I think, you know, just being in a classroom and having everyone lecture to you all day in English. You know, American history is really hard for them, and graduating from high school in America, you have to take American history. I think basketball is much faster in America. Coaches yell a lot more in America. you know, it's everything is so different. The kids are from, like, a very community-based group. Like, their families are, you know, all together. And it's what, you know, what was so hard for them is that it really is, they're there alone. And it's the first time they've ever really been alone in life. And the boys are Muslim, and there are not many other Muslims that they encounter at prep schools in America.
No, there's a passage in the film at one point where one of them is instructing one of the newcomers from Senegal, say, when you go through the cafeteria line, just ask if that's pork. If you don't know what it is, just ask, and they'll tell you.
Exactly. And all the boys have a great hot dog story about, you know, how they go out and they get a hot dog. And then later somebody will say to them, that's pork. And they're devastated because, you know, who doesn't love an American hot dog?
Watching a film like this, there are a lot of successes, but you find yourself waiting for something awful to happen, or at least I did. And sure enough, Hassan injures his knee at one point, which presents him with another sort of challenge. Let's listen to this part of the film.
To stay in the bench and to know that your teammates need you, that's painful. Getting injured, make your mind, you know, just go up and down. Am I going to get through this? Am I going to play this year?
Even this potentially bad situation has a happy ending. Hassan recovers, he plays again, which must have been a relief for you as well as for him.
Yes. First of all, as a filmmaker, you're there to cover the kids, but then at the same time, they're kids, and I'd become very attached to them. And so kind of walking that line was really hard. And then the coach of the player that got hurt had a career-ending knee injury. And so he was well aware of, like, the downside of that scenario. And I used to watch Nate Pomaday, like, sweat it out. Like, he was as worried about the player as he was himself. And that was a really beautiful kind of relationship to watch.
Ahsan is now a senior at the University of Virginia. Have you any sense of what he'll be doing after college?
Ahsan is now in a great situation. He's about to graduate. Unfortunately, he got hurt several weeks ago. But Ahsan has the opportunity to go and play basketball at the next level, whatever that is, from, you know, the Development League to Europe to the NBA. His injury right now is something that will heal and he will be perfectly fine. He's graduating in May. He feels very strongly that he wants to start doing camps in Senegal for kids. You know, so basketball will be in his future to the degree that he wants it to be.
One of the more ambitious players in your film is a fellow named Deche. He announces before he comes to the U.S. that he wants to become a doctor. He's at Roanoke College in Virginia, where he is still playing basketball. Does he still aspire to become a doctor?
Deche feels a tremendous need to help his family. And, you know, I think he's worried that the time that's going to take him to be a doctor, he won't be able to help his family. And I think that's one of the issues that comes up. The pressing concerns of, I have to help my family. It takes a lot of effort and support for these guys to really understand, like, what their next opportunities are.
The players you follow are told all along the way that they'll be paving the way for some other young men from Senegal to play basketball and get educated in the U.S. Has it worked out that way?
Yeah. Seed's alumni are now at the University of Cincinnati playing basketball, Syracuse University playing basketball, Louisville, Alabama, Siena, Oregon State. You know, that's pretty amazing for a group of 25 who are now all playing D1 basketball.
It's interesting, isn't it, that one of the headmasters in one of the conferences, his ambition is to get a kid to Princeton. Doesn't really care who it is, but he got to get somebody to Princeton.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, Deche is a brilliant student. And he, you know, the mathematics that these boys study in the French baccalaureate system that's taught in Senegal and most of Africa, or at least the French colonial Africa, you know, these boys, their math skills are so much further ahead of American kids' math skills. Now, the hard part is the English and learning the English, but Ahsan Sen had been in America for 3 months and he took the SAT and he got a very high score for only being in America for 3 months and not speaking English. And I remember calling the Virginia coach and saying, you know, Ahsan got a score back, this is it. And the coach laughing, like, are you serious? This is amazing. And so when Ahsan gets frustrated at school, I always tell him, Ahsan, your biggest problem is that everyone knows you're smart. So, you know, life is constantly challenging for them. But, you know, they all keep their spirit and, you know, they work hard to create more opportunities. And it really is an amazing thing that sports has created this opportunity for them.
Ann Buford is the director of the documentary Elevate, which will be available for purchase on February 14th. She joined me from NPR's New York Bureau. Ann, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, thank you so much.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from WKMS in Murray, Kentucky, from Racer Radio Network play-by-play announcer Neil Bradley, and from Alex Smith at KCUR in Kansas City. It's nice to know that the 49ers quarterback could find work in the offseason. Our intern is Jeremy Conlin. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To learn more about all the stories you heard on Only a Game, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from Indianapolis, site of last weekend's Super Bowl. Peace and quiet. That's nice. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.